Welcome to Real Time Real Talk, a Dexcom podcast dedicated to pharmacists and other healthcare professionals on the front lines helping people thrive who live with diabetes.
For this pump, what makes it really unique is that it's 38% smaller than other insulin pumps. It holds 300 units of insulin, and you can also remotely software update it, which we'll talk about today, to get the newest features, such as G7 connectivity.
Dexcom is the leading developer of real-time, continuous glucose monitoring. For more information on all Dexcom technologies, please visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Real Time Real Talk. I'm your host, Cher Pastore. On this podcast, we talk about all things diabetes technology and continuous glucose monitoring. In today's episode, we are going to be talking with experts from Tandem Diabetes, and we are going to be talking about all things Tandem and automated insulin delivery system, and their system in particular, the Control IQ with Dexcom G7. My guests today are Dr. Jordan Pinkster and Christy Castillo, and let's get right into it. Let's get started. Welcome, Jordan. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Looking forward to talking.
So, Jordan, we're just going to start right with you. Well, let's just give a little bit of background. So for both of you, we'll start with Jordan. Can you just give us a little introduction to Tandem and your role there and what you do at Tandem?
Sure, Cher. So I'm Jordan Pinsker. I'm the medical director here at Tandem. I'm a pediatric endocrinologist by training, but I've been involved in clinical trials and development of automated insulin delivery products for many, many years. And it's great now to be here at Tandem helping drive forward the innovative products that we make.
Exciting. Tell us a little bit about you, Christy.
I'm a nurse diabetes educator and also live with type 1 diabetes myself. I have the role of the clinical solutions manager at Tandem Diabetes on the customer experience team. I got the joy of, you know, helping to develop educational materials for our patients onboarding and for our healthcare professionals as they learn our products.
Oh, good. This is so important. So I think we have the right people here today. Jordan, talk to us a little bit more about some other products you make over there at Tandem. So innovative medical technology products that you guys make.
Right. So you obviously already know about the t:slim X2 insulin pump. Right? It's the number one rated AID system. It has on it Control IQ technology that predicts glucose levels 30 minutes in the future, and it adjusts insulin. Now, for this pump, what makes it really unique is that it's 38% smaller than other insulin pumps. It holds 300 units of insulin. It gives you the freedom to disconnect the infusion set for when you're playing sports or you need a break. And you can also remotely software update it, which we'll talk about today, to get the newest features, such as G7 connectivity. We also have a mobile app, so a smartphone app that you pair with your personal phone that allows you to bolus the pump. It acts as a secondary display. You can see everything going on in the pump, and you can initiate a bolus from this phone app. And that's been a really successful feature that people really enjoy. We also have approved now our Mobi pump that will ship soon. And we're looking forward to sharing that in the future with all the different sensor integrations.
Okay, so Jordan, I just want to be clear for our listeners. So the mobile bolus feature is completely available right now.
The mobile bolus feature is completely available right now on the t:slim X2 pump and works from your personal cell phone.
Perfect. And the Mobi is FDA cleared and will be available sometime in the future.
Exactly. The Tandem Mobi is a smaller pump that's 40% of the size of the current pump and will ship sometime in the future. It is FDA cleared.
I do have a significant amount of friends and former patients. I was in practice as a diabetes educator for over 15 years on Control IQ. And I know Christy's going to talk to us about all her experiences with Control IQ, but all my friends and patients that do wear it absolutely love it.
Great.
So can you tell us anything, Jordan, about the X2 integration with G7?
Yes. So the t:slim X2 is going to be the first interoperable pump to actually integrate with the Dexcom G7. So now the pump works with both G6 and G7, and you have a choice on the menu for the sensor you want to pick. There are no separate pumps, right? You have both options on the same pump. Tandem and Dexcom have been working together for 10 years now, right? And we're really excited for users to get access to this. And today, Christy's even going to talk a little bit about the experience of wearing it.
Okay, and before Christy talks about her experience, do you want to quickly talk about the updater or how one would update once we get it?
We are going to roll out G7 support with a software update very similar to our previous software updates. We've done a number of software updates over time, right? To add the G4, to add the G5, to add the G6 and Bazel IQ, and then to software update to Control IQ technology. So current in-warranty customers will get an email saying that they can log into the portal, do very quick, less than 10 minutes of training about the new features, and get an update code for their pump. And they'll be able to software update. Takes around 5 minutes. Their pump restarts. And now they have a choice when they go to add a sensor, when they go to connect a sensor. They will see G7 as well as G6.
Great. And it sounds just a little bit like how you would update an iPhone, maybe.
Exactly, right? The experience is meant to be nearly seamless and then add more options and customization for our customers.
Excellent. Perfect. Okay, Christy, so tell us about just some things you either like about wearing the X2 with G7, and maybe if you want to talk about any differences that you see as compared to G6, just share some of your experiences with us.
Yeah, so, recently, I have had the lovely experience of getting to pair my T-Slim X2 pump with G7. In fact, just about within the last week when we went into early access. So this was an exciting time. I actually completed the entire update process sitting in a diner. So that was kind of fun and unique, just sitting in one of the booths and doing a software update on my pump. And this started with G7, went ahead. The insertion for the G7 was so simple with it being an all-in-one device. And then the pairing with the pump was easy and intuitive since you're only inputting the 4-digit sensor code, no longer having to manage with the transmitter ID as well as you did with the G6.
So, Christy, tell us about other features that you really like about either, just wearing X2 in general.
There's many reasons, right? I mean, I originally chose Tandem when they first launched their product. I was one of their first customers, actually, way back when, and I think it was 2012, 2013. And, the reason for that was because of their sleek design. The technology, it matched what we see nowadays with our technology, with the color screen. And, being in my young 20s, that was important for me. I did not want to feel like I was wearing a medical device. Now I choose the T-Slim and I choose Tandem because of its technology. So Control IQ has helped me improve my A1C with no added effort. Just because I'm a diabetes educator and I'm a nurse and I've been doing this for a long time doesn't mean that I am perfect at my own diabetes management. But what it has allowed me to do is be able to live my life without the added stress of all the extra things that you have to do with diabetes to still get better control. So even though I may stink at time to time with my pre-bolusing, the automatic correction bolus feature does the heavy lifting for me to keep me in control. I also, like I was mentioning, love the tube design, actually. I've worn plenty of products out there on the market over my almost 30 years of living with diabetes. And for the tube design, I prefer it because I like to wear my devices discreetly. So I can easily move my sight or my pump to match my outfit of choice, instead of my outfits revolving around my medical device without losing any insulin.
Can you talk a little bit more about that as a diabetes educator and someone wearing a device? What if there are some people who still say, oh, I don't want something connected to me? Because, when I was in practice, sometimes they would say that. Do you have any advice at all to them? Like, I remember as an educator, not as someone living with type 1, I would wear the products. I didn't even really know I was wearing it. I didn't even feel the tube, nothing like that. So do you have any advice maybe to some of our listeners?
With the tubed pump, you are the most freed from wearing the device, right? Because you can disconnect. So disconnect for many reasons, whether it's to jump in a hot tub and, you could have just that tiny little sticker just left that's very low profile from the infusion set left. You could slide underneath, it can be stuck underneath your bathing suit. For me, when I was younger, it was going to the beach. I always lived in beach towns growing up, and I wanted to be able to run down to the water, jump in, surf, and didn't want an insulin pump attached to me. So I could disconnect my insulin pump, stick it under a towel or in the cooler to keep my insulin cold, and then run down and not even look like I have diabetes, just like everyone else. Because for me, I don't mind talking about diabetes. In fact, I love talking about diabetes because I love sharing the knowledge with others and seeing that sparkle in their eye like, oh, I didn't know some things. You know, now you gave me this little tool that now can help me live better. But I want to meet someone for me as Christy, not me as diabetes, and then open the discussion about diabetes.
So Jordan, commenting on that a little bit, how would you say that Tandem's work is really helping change patients' life day to day?
So there's two parts to this answer, sure. I think the first part about what the Tandem pump does is obviously really dealing with diabetes directly, right? We've done a series of randomized controlled, you know, large pivotal, what we call pivotal studies in people with diabetes. And I actually, before I was at Tandem, I had the pleasure of being an investigator on the first pivotal trial of Control-IQ technology. So my patients were in the trial, and I've had patients on Control-IQ since, was it 2018 or even before then, you know, when we started this testing. So we've shown in a series of clinical trials in adults, in children, that, you know, the system really works. And we've shown it really in the most vigorous scientific design, right? That your time in the target glucose range goes up by around 11 or even 12% in the last trial, right? And people do really well. And that obviously is very important. But I think what you're getting at, what Christy is talking about, is another outcome that we keep seeing, which is reduction in burden. And so what we keep seeing in all of our trials, in the surveys we do, is people getting a better night's sleep, people reporting that the impact of diabetes on their lives has gone down tremendously, right?
Technology can just help them, you know, be free and live a little bit more easily.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I can't tell you how many of my own patients have come back to clinic and said, you know, we sleep through the night now. And parents of children with diabetes tell us the same thing. They say, we've quickly learned to trust the system. And very rarely do we have to, you know, intervene or do a check in the middle of the night because the system is working so well and, you know, letting us as a family really come together better. And those, I'm just so happy to see those outcomes because that's really making a difference in people's lives.
Yes, for sure. Do you want to comment on that at all, Christy?
Yes. I mean, not only do I live with type 1 diabetes myself, but we also have a child with type 1 diabetes in the house who's 11 years old. So I'm seeing it from a parental point of view and from someone who lives with diabetes. So absolutely, better sleep means better mornings. And when you have a house full, you know, it really helps to smooth out your day when you are rested so you can be a better parent, as well as when you live with it with yourself so that you really can focus on other things besides diabetes.
So Christy, I know, you know, as being in practice as a diabetes educator, it was always important to me when my patients would come in and I would try to help them look at their rates and what do we want to change. So can you talk to some of our providers about what rates can be changed or what can you adjust or what do you not need to touch at all?
So with the t-slim x2 and Control-IQ technology, the wonderful thing I love the most is that it's highly versatile. There is so much customization, and that to me is empowering as an individual because not one of us is the same. Not one of us manages our diabetes the same. And you can also adjust your basal rates. And not only can you adjust those three items, you can also create new profiles within the system. So I'm a big avid hiker. So during the work week, I might sit at the desk and have certain profiles for my metabolic state. But on the weekend, when I am going on, you know, 6 to 10 mile hikes, I need a much different insulin requirements that I do during the work day. So I can switch over to what I even name my hike profile And it keeps me going without looking back. And I can use that along with the exercise activity.
Excellent. So that's good. Because I know there are some systems out there with things you can't change, like basal rates. And so I think it's important that our HCPs know the rates that can be adjusted. Okay, so we're getting close to time. So we have a couple more questions here. So Jordan, what advice would you give to healthcare professionals who may not be familiar with automated insulin delivery systems and who are wanting to get started with it in their practice?
Sure, that's a great question. I think really at this time, automated insulin delivery, you know, for people with type 1 diabetes, is really, you know, becoming the gold standard, or really has become the gold standard, because the benefits are very clear. And I would recommend getting patients started on a system like the t-slim x2 with Control-IQ technology as soon as possible, because a lot, I believe, of what people experience in that first year after diagnosis sets the stage for how things are going to go later. And when you can make that experience positive, when you can show people they can do this, they can, again, sleep through the night, it really sets the stage for how they're going to engage in the future. To add some specifics to this, I want to stress again the importance of hooking up our smartphone app for those who are able to, because there are benefits not only to the patient, but also to the healthcare provider. Patients can bolus, like I mentioned, without even taking out their pump. So as Christy mentioned, if she's wearing a pump, for example, in her dress, or it's inaccessible, or doesn't want to pull out her pump, she doesn't need to show a medical device. She can just pull out her iPhone or Android phone and initiate a bolus right from her phone. Our mobile app also uploads to T-Connect, our diabetes management system, essentially, right? Our website where you can view all the patient's data. So to make it easier for healthcare providers, data is already flowing through the app. And the days of, you know, patients coming into clinic and trying to download the device with a USB cable and all that are going away, right? So we've really designed this system to make it as easy as possible for patients and for providers. So when they're engaging with each other, they can spend more time talking about what matters and less time doing all this other technological stuff, because we've taken care of it. And Christy is living right now, sort of living in the future here. And I think it's great, right?
Yes. So Christy, what are some things that you're looking forward to as we move forward into the future of diabetes management?
Yeah. So, you know, having not only lived with diabetes for almost 30 years and practiced in diabetes education for the past, you know, gosh, 20, I'm, you know, very in tune to, you know, where our, you know, research is taking us. And, you know, I used to, prior to coming over to Tandem, worked a little bit in diabetes research myself in pharma and so forth. So what I'm looking forward to is faster insulin, faster in, faster out. That'll help the AID systems really be able to close the loop. So that means manage meal times and exercise more effectively. That, I think, is the biggest one that I am really looking forward to. Improved infusion sets would be the second. Improved infusion sets, that is the weakest link for all insulin pump therapy. Doesn't matter the type of insulin pump you are using. It is the cannula that goes under the skin that delivers the insulin subcutaneously. So help with some innovation with these infusion sets, with maybe perhaps some feedback systems to understand what the user is exactly experiencing. If there's an occlusion or if there is a bent cannula, et cetera. And able to walk the user through the steps of what to fix and how to implement a backup plan if one is needed. Patients come with all abilities and all education levels, and we need to make sure that we are catering for the diverse population and able to help each individual at their moment in time and their time of need. So diabetes is a very complex disease. Technology is not everyone's, you know, easy suit. So how do we help everyone go onto our technology to reap the benefits, but also are safe with technology? So that would be my number two. And my number three is, you know, there are quite a bit of, you know, supplemental therapies that type 1 diabetes can utilize, although I'll bet off-label at the moment, but there is a lot of research out there. And I think what is enticing is the cardiovascular benefits that these supplemental therapies, such as like a SGLT2 or a GLP-1 medication, could potentially have. Instead of just using insulin to treat type 1. So if continuous glucose monitoring could help achieve more safety control with, you know, advancing how someone is managed with type 1 diabetes, that would be the third thing that I would like to see happen in the future.
You know, I just closing want to say it's a really exciting and positive time because, you know, years ago, we didn't have access to this technology. And the amount of work people had to do for the results they were getting was nothing like we're seeing today, right? And managing type 1 diabetes, of course, is still a lot of work. And it's something, you know, you think about all the time. And it's something parents think about all the time for their children, right? But now, with technologies like the t-SLIM X2 with Control-IQ technology, with the G7, with the devices paired, again, that we're seeing success. We're seeing the burden go down.
So, you know, you are an individual, and we want to make sure that we meet your needs with where you are in your life.
Oh, I love this discussion, and I hope our listeners out there feel the same way, and they really had a great time listening to it. So thank you for joining us today, Jordan. Thank you, Christy, for a great episode of Real Time, Real Talk. And it's a pleasure and a privilege to hear all that is going on with diabetes technology and at Tandem in particular.
Well, Cher, thank you for having us. It's been great.
Thanks, Cher. Had a fun time.
Thanks for joining us today, Jordan and Christy, on Real Time, Real Talk. It was a pleasure and a privilege to hear all about Tandem and the innovative stuff that you guys are working on over there. And if you're an HCP and would like to know more about this technology, please head over to tandemdiabetes.com. And of course, join us over at dexcomdiabetes.com to hear more about what we're doing over there. In next month's episode of Real Time Real Talk, we'll be talking about exercise and type 1 diabetes and automated insulin delivery systems. So please join us again next month and listen in to another episode of Real Time Real Talk.